This summer, I had several first experiences. I flew alone, something I'd never done before. I also stayed at a seminary where I spent time studying the Bible and contemplating my purpose in life. Located in Pittsburgh, the Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary was my home for 2 weeks this summer. I lived, ate, and studied at the seminary with 22 other high schoolers who were selected to participate in the Theological Foundations for Youth summer program. This program was created in 1998 through a Lilly Endowment grant in order to help churches and seminaries connect with young people who hope to be future pastors and church leaders. Like its name suggests, TFY is about theology, the study of God. Every day, I attended several lectures taught by seminary professors. I also attended group Bible studies, theological discussions, and spent some time alone quietly reading the Bible, praying, and meditating. In the past, I thought that theology didn't have very much to do with me. At TFY, I changed my mind. Every morning, I usually sat in a corner of the second floor library, surrounded by bookshelves, reading the Bible, praying, and meditating. I encountered God when He spoke to me during one of these quiet times. I was pondering the question, how do I discern my life purpose? The question had been raised during one of the lectures. My mind raced as I wondered and fretted over what kind of career I should choose and where I should go to college. Overwhelmed, I opened my Bible and found a psalm that read, "The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your steadfast love, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the work of your hands." At that moment, I knew that God was speaking to me through the Bible. At TFY, I also discovered how to really live my faith. I spent a week volunteering at a church in North Hills, Pennsylvania. During the week, I was a counselor at a Bible club for kids. As the week went by, my faith was tested. Kelly, one of the girls in my counseling group, often distanced herself from the rest of the kids. She showed little enthusiasm for learning the lessons or participating in activities with the other kids. I began to doubt that I would really be able to make much of a difference in her life. On Friday, the last day of club, Kelly handed me a note. She had written to thank me and to tell me that she had fun during the past week of club. Then, Kelly's mom told me that all week, Kelly had been telling her how much fun she had at club and how great the counselors were. I was so happy, I felt like crying. I finally understood that by simply trying to be the best counselor I could be, I had fulfilled my purpose. So, in the end, the real first came when I learned that I don't need to answer all of the tough questions right now. I can fulfill God's purpose for me one step at a time through my daily actions, because faith isn't just about knowing, it's about doing. For Y Press, I'm Cindy Mangan.
Oh, God of loveliness, oh, Lord of heaven above, how worthy to possess my heart's devoted love. So so gracious to behold that